stops in a few cities, but warning he could change his mind in the future, Linda Kenyon reports.
In a post on social media, the president wrote, "We are removing the National Guard from Chicago, Los Angeles, and Portland." And he said he's doing so despite the fact that crime has been reduced. He added, quote, "Portland, Los Angeles, and Chicago were gone if it weren't for the federal government stepping in." He also added, "We will come back, perhaps in a much different and stronger form when crime begins to soar again, only a question of time." Last week, the Supreme Court ruled against Trump's push for the National Guard troops in the Chicago area. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Republican-led House Judiciary Committee has released a transcript and video of the closed-door interview with former special counsel Jack Smith. He repeatedly defended the basis for pursuing indictments against Trump and vigorously rejected suggestions his investigations were politically motivated.
"I made my decisions in the investigation without regard to President Trump's political association, activities, beliefs, or candidacy in the 2024 presidential election. We took our actions based on the facts and the law."
The Wall Street Journal's reporting U.S. national security officials have concluded Ukraine did not target one of Russian President Putin's residences in a recent drone strike. President Trump had said he was very angry when Putin told him about it. Israel plans to ban 37 aid organizations from operating in Gaza starting tomorrow unless they hand over detailed information on their Palestinian staff. The BBC's Shaima Khalil.
Doctors Without Borders is one of the organizations which is being given 60 days to close its operations. It told the BBC that losing access to Gaza would have devastating consequences.
This is legendary investor Warren Buffett's last day as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. Michael Wallace has that.
The 95-year-old Buffett spent the last 60 years building up the conglomerate. He will remain chairman and still plans to go to the office every day while Greg Abel takes the reins as CEO. Abel has overseen Berkshire's BNSF Railroad, Dairy Queen, and dozens of other businesses Buffett has acquired over the years. One share of Berkshire Hathaway is worth more than $757,000. When Buffett took full control in 1965, it was $19 a share.
New data from the CDC shows flu cases are continuing to spike across the country. Some areas seeing a record number of cases, at least 7.5 million since December 20th nationwide. This